local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're doing it live on a Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. The word that we created yesterday, phenom,
yep.
And prophetic, as it turns out. Nailing it right on the screw there with the NSYNC reunion at the VMAs last night. A forewarning, or perhaps maybe it's one of the top reasons why you listen to us. We have a lot of Taylor Swift conversation today in the news a lot for different reasons, so we will get to that in the second half of this hour. But a lot going on today. Our good buddy in Pennsylvania behind bars today, so we'll have some information on that, as well as a pretty funny press conference question here. I'm not sure that the people that they credentialed into the media briefings were that airtight, and we'll explain why here coming up in Wacky and Weird Headlines. It is 4:10 here at News Radio. Some strong thunderstorms moving their way through the area, no doubt probably having an impact on the road, so we're keeping you safe on your way home today as well. We do start with our top three stories before we get to traffic and weather together. And we start in the state of Pennsylvania, or actually the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, as Danilo Cavalcante was recaptured this morning, and no shots were fired. So good news there.
They were able to move in very quietly. They had the element of surprise. Cavalcante did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred.
So that had happened at around 1 a.m. local time there near Philadelphia when police started tracking a heat signal at around 1 a.m. that eventually led to him being located.
He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him. They released the dog. The dog subdued him, and team members from both of those teams immediately moved in.
So, good outcome. We just talked about this yesterday after the report came out that he had a .22 caliber rifle. Thankfully, it was not fired. Nobody was injured other than Cavalcante's feelings. So now he is in custody once again, and we move on to the next national manhunt story that will eventually grip us all. Also, President Biden today sending a letter to major news outlets asking that they scrutinize his House impeachment inquiry.
I think the investigation is really concerning to me that the president, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
Kevin McCarthy, House Speaker, there with the reaction. The White House letter urges news organizations to call out what it says or lies and misinformation spread by Republicans. Also today, Gracie, in Florida, some news being made by the Surgeon General.
That's right. The state of Florida is becoming the first in the nation to recommend against the COVID-19 boosters for individuals under the age of 65.
I know that it is something that may be surprising to people who are hearing the CDC and the FDA say something very different. But, you know, take a look at it. Take a look at the fact that we are straight with people about data and about what is known and unknown. And that will help you make the decision that is best for you.
That Surgeon General Joe LaDapo made the announcement saying that the recommendation is based on the lack of human clinical trials and evidence of benefit for the newly FDA-approved boosters.
Yep, and those are our top three stories here today. We'll get a few local headlines in before traffic and weather together. And starting with the city of Milton today, where we previewed it over the last couple of days. Last night, a meeting where that was called initially to look into hiring a recruiting firm for the city manager search. Ultimately, though, the city council agreed to enter negotiations with Scott Collins again 3 months after he withdrew from consideration after being the unanimous top choice then as well.
If you're asking whether or not I asked him to reconsider, I did not.
Did you let him know about the situation with Don Molinaro's termination?
I did tell him about that circumstance. I gave him, again, we compared notes. It was about a 20-25 minute phone call on Tuesday before this meeting last week, Tuesday.
City Attorney Alex Andrade there with Mayor Heather Lindsay. So city leaders over the weekend received an email from Collins saying that he was still interested in the job. Apparently in the 3 months since the initial drama happened, he has actually moved to around 30 miles away from the city of Milton. I believe that's in Orange Beach area there, or Gulf Shores. So last night, city council members voting to enter negotiations with him. And if everything goes well this time around, Collins looking to start at the beginning of next year. More local headlines now after traffic and weather together.
So we do have some slowdowns. We do have some rough rain going throughout our area that is really slowing things down on the major interstate. So I-10, I-110, we're going to see slow-moving traffic just due to the rain coming through. Also got a text in letting us know that the light at Mobile and Softy completely out. It's not flashing or anything. And we are seeing some major delays at this intersection. So leading up to this intersection on Mobile Highway, northbound especially, it's going to be backing up to about... let's see, it's backing up basically to Woodsy's Hilltop is where those slowdowns are going to start slowing down. So just keep that in mind. That's at that intersection, the intersection of Palafox and Burgess, also extremely slow moving and also getting some slow moving traffic throughout Pine Forest in between Nine Mile and I-10. If you see anything else on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111, and use lots of caution on the road as we do have some rain coming through. So as mentioned, the rain, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the heaviness of the rain is going to be throughout Pensacola, downtown Pensacola, Warrington area, West Pensacola, all getting rain. Lighter rain all the way up into Pace and Milton and over Garcon Point. So that is going to be moving towards Gulf Breeze shortly. If you see anything else on the roads, the traffic line is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at some more local headlines here. Local woman, 30-year-old Shisha Knight, accused of child neglect and aggravated child abuse charges after Escambia deputies allegedly found her apartment in deplorable conditions. She was arrested last night, held on no bond. The sheriff's office says they received an anonymous tip that six children were being neglected. Upon arrival, they allegedly noticed a roach infestation, heavily soiled mattress, dirty diapers, and rotten food on the floor. Other details I won't get into. DCF officers removed the children from the home. One of them had to be transported to the ICU, testing positive for THC in his blood. Also, Gulf Shores police say they're on the hunt for an inmate who went missing during work detail this morning. That's 34-year-old Christopher Bates, who left his assigned workplace at around 11:30. Last seen around County Road 8, described as 5'4", 144 pounds, with a neck tattoo, gold teeth, and reportedly discarded his inmate clothing, was dressed only in his underwear, and a white T-shirt. Anybody with information is asked to contact Gulf Shores Police. Should be pretty easy to spot if he is still dressed like that today. Also, a woman accused of killing a man at a local budget inn last year, extradited back to Escambia County. That's 44-year-old Mandy Benalis Walsh. She was booked into the Escambia County Jail last night, charged with first-degree premeditated murder in a death at the budget inn on West Cervantes last year. Today, 15 finalists selected for grant funds that will be given out by the Pensacola Bay Area Impact 100 organization.
And in October, we will give away over $1.1 million to the Pensacola Bay Area community. And we're very excited about that. I mean, it's hard to, top that ability to make a difference, and we're very proud of it.
So 15 finalists, 11 will be receiving grant funds next month. All of the finalists, if you want to check them out, are available on our News Radio 92.3 Facebook page. If you're attending the Navarre football game this Friday night, you're in for a special treat. So it's Military Appreciation Night football game. And to celebrate that, the Air Force is going to be conducting a flyover. So there's the MC-130J Commando as well as the AC-130J Ghost Rider gunship. Air Force personnel will also be on hand chatting with students and other fans in attendance there. So that's some pretty cool news there. 419 now, we'll take a break. State and our national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Talked about this at the top here. So the Pennsylvania escaped inmate back in custody. It happened at around, around midnight our time, as police used a heat source to track him and just kind of surrounded him, moved in slowly, quietly, had no idea it was coming, and then they released the hounds. And then he was brought into custody that way. So at the news conference announcing the arrests, didn't really do a good job of screening the media members, as there was a guy that crashed the party here and had a pretty interesting question.
Sir, was there any concern that he would team up with another small man to step inside the trench coat, Little Rascal style?
No.
Was there any concern that Danilo Cavalcante, being a very small man, would team up with another small man to just do the stack in a trench coat just to avoid suspicion? No, there was not.
We were more
concerned about his violent history, the fact that he'd broken into at least one home, has showed up in neighborhoods, than we were about whether he was going to try to find another small man to say, hey, here's a great idea. Help me, I'm an escaped murderer from a local prison. So,
well, he did knock on his ex-coworker's door, so maybe that's what he was trying to ask him, but he wasn't home.
That's a great maybe. Good thing you I know wasn't what? Maybe the questions maybe he was maybe that was a great follow-up. How tall was his former coworker?
Yeah, oh gosh.
425, another check of the roads and weather.
Well, we do have slow-moving traffic at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Softyfield Road. That is going to be due to the light being out. We've had a lot of rain coming through this afternoon, so that is definitely slow-moving northbound on Mobile Highway as you are getting closer to that intersection, so just keep that in mind. Also, we have some slow-moving traffic throughout 29. That's going to be right near I-10, just north of I-10. In the intersection of Palafox and Burgess Road, also slow moving leading up to that intersection. It's Greasy on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic for weather. We're going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Hot weather continues, and so do the advisories. We've got heat alerts and extreme heat that looks like it will continue all the way through the weekend, meaning high temperatures up in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees. Heat index values, well, you can add on about another 10 or so degrees to the actual air temperature, and that's how hot it feels. Lows around 80 and very little chance for any rain to pop up. I'm WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum.
Thanks so much, Alan. We still have some rain going throughout our area right now. It's going to mostly be over Pensacola Bay, but Gulf Breeze proper getting some heavy rain, as well as Pensacola Beach in the Warrington area. If you do see anything else on the roads, the traffic lines 850-262-6111. Traffic update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Taking a look at our state headlines today, FDLE today announcing charges for a 36-year-old man accused of killing an elderly Lyft driver in Palm Beach County.
Our agents and partner agencies have worked relentlessly over the last 9 months putting this case together to bring us to where we are today. And I can tell you we have a solid case against Mr. Flores.
Matthew Flores is charged with first-degree murder. Investigators say he was on the run as a murder suspect when he had an acquaintance request a Lyft ride, and after 74-year-old Alan Levine finished the ride, he was shot. His body was dumped into the woods.
Also coming out of the Orlando area, the man accused of killing three people in an Orlando shooting spree earlier this year is due in court later today. So police say that Keith Moses shot and killed a 38-year-old woman, a 9-year-old girl, and a Spectrum News 13 reporter in Pine Hills neighborhood in February of this year. The 19-year-old's lawyer has asked a judge to allow them to use state funding to hire a psychologist to examine their client. If he is found guilty, prosecutors say they do plan to ask for the death penalty.
A new state law that took effect in July allows local jurisdictions to place automated speed detection systems in school zones. Signs will be posted warning of the speed cameras, and drivers will be issued warnings during a required 30-day public awareness period. After that, violators will be issued $100 tickets.
Also, the estimated insured losses from Hurricane Idalia are nearing $170 million. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation says that the losses are based on more than 18,000 claims filed so far, and four deaths have also been confirmed.
Education advocates are sending a letter to Commissioner Manny Diaz demanding more transparency over whether voucher distributions that already add up to $410,000 in full-time scholarships.
We know how many awards are being made, but we don't know exactly how many kids are being enrolled.
And the Universal Voucher Program took effect July 1st, expanding the old program by removing the income cap and opening eligibility to all K through 12 students. And again, if you miss it at the top of the hour, one of our big top three headlines, also certainly a statewide headline as well. Today, the state of Florida becoming the first in the nation to go against the recommended COVID-19 booster guidance from the FDA. Surgeon General Dr. Joe Lodapo says that he's recommending that anybody under the age of 65 not get the COVID-19 booster. He says a lack of human clinical trials and evidence of benefit is the reason why. 4:30 now, Fox News Update is coming back. We've got national news when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. More than 20 tech industry leaders huddled with members of the Senate today to discuss the rise of artificial intelligence. Fox's Aisha Hosni is on Capitol Hill.
What we do know, we heard from Elon Musk today, is that most everyone in that room agrees that Congress needs to regulate AI.
It's important for us to have a referee, just as you have a referee in a sports game.
Behind the scenes, there's been a lot of drama on Capitol Hill about the forum itself.
Today's meeting was held behind closed doors. Meta's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, was also on hand. President Biden announcing $240 million in new spending today for his so-called Cancer Moonshot Initiative.
That's the one thing I would do if I were president. But if I could just do one thing, I said I'd cure cancer.
The president's eldest son, Bo, died of brain cancer in 2015. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. He's played a prominent role in the coffee chain since he purchased it in 1987, but Starbucks said today that Howard Schultz is stepping down from the company's board of directors now. The 70-year-old Schultz had two lengthy stints as the company's CEO and was interim chief for a bit last year. Seattle-based Starbucks says his departure from the board is part of a planned transition. 3M today warned of a likely slow growth environment in 2024 and mentioned weakness in its electronics and consumer segments in the current and next quarters. The industrial conglomerate in July had raised its full-year profit forecast, but now it says the consumer has shifted spending from discretionary to staples. The news sent 3M shares tumbling 5.7% today. U.S. stocks finished narrowly mixed overall. The S&P 500 eked out a 5-point gain, and the NASDAQ composite moved up 40, but the Dow Industrials eased 70. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The New York Jets are doubling down. They're riding with Zach Wilson, with Coach Robert Saleh saying Wednesday, quote, "This isn't Madden. You can't just plug and play a guy," end quote. I believe this tact is a mistake. It's early enough in the season for a quarterback to learn a new system. If the Jets act fast, perhaps they could have a chance to upgrade their quarterback and save the season. I'm Maggie Gray.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
AutoZone is more than a parts store.
It's where we help you solve problems like,
sorry I'm late, my battery died.
And,
I need a jump, again.
At America's number one battery destination, you can find the right battery at the right price with options starting at only $89.99. And we offer free battery testing and charging whenever you need it. Get the parts and help you need to get the job done right at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Join Sonia with Chill Out Cryo Spa tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how tomorrow at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it
437 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our national headlines, followed by sports and pop culture. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout our area. Small patch of traffic going to be once you get off the Escambia Bay Bridge heading towards Avalon Boulevard, most likely due to the rain that's in the area right there. I will say just for driving into work, 30 minutes ago, it was coming down hard and really hard to see on the interstate. So you definitely use some caution if you're getting rain in your area and on the roads. We're seeing slowdowns at the intersection of Palafox and Burgess, really slow moving. And we also had reports that the light at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Softy Field Road also going to be seeing some slowdowns there. The light, we got reports that it is out. So just keep that in mind. If you have any other updates or details, please call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Coming up tonight, we have a 30% chance of rain all throughout the night with a low of 77. And tomorrow, also 40% chance of rain with a high of 91. Right now, taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net Radar, we are seeing some heavy rain throughout Gulf Breeze proper over Pensacola Bay and on Pensacola Beach. Also parts of West Pensacola and Warrington getting some rain currently and on to Garcon Point. If you see anything else on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line again, 850-262-6111. Traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
A texter update, the Mobile Highway Softly Field windshield road light is back on.
Oh, perfect.
So very good there. National headlines today. For the first time, the White House now commenting on the impeachment inquiry that was announced by House Speaker McCarthy yesterday.
You see Republicans in Congress, they have spent all year investigating the president and have turned up with no evidence that he did anything wrong.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans are only trying to damage the president politically. House Speaker McCarthy says the investigation will give the House the power to determine whether there was any wrongdoing by the president.
Also, a Republican U.S. Senate seat is going to be up for grabs in 2024. Utah Senator Mitt Romney says that he's not seeking a second term. Romney previously served as the Massachusetts governor and then, of course, was the Republican presidential candidate in 2012 against President Obama.
Also, the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby defending the White House over the prisoner swap with Iran. Republicans are saying the deal amounts to President Biden paying a ransom to a world state sponsor of terrorism.
The United States is pursuing an arrangement in which Iranian funds held in South Korea are moved to restricted accounts in Qatar, where they would be available for humanitarian transactions only.
Kirby argues that Iran is only getting access to its own oil revenue the U.S. had frozen, and there will be rigid restrictions on how they can use the money.
Also, the Biden administration is giving the green light for a financial boost to repair electronic vehicle charging stations. The U.S. Department of Transportation says around $100 million will go towards ports that are existing but not operational. So the money is set to come from the bipartisan infrastructure law, and there's about 6,000 charging stations that are out of order, which is about 4%.
Now, looking at some sports news today, the NFL Monday Night Football this week was the most watched Monday night game in ESPN history. More than 22 million people tuned in for Aaron Rodgers' four-play debut, the previous record back in 2009 when another former Packer, Brett Favre, returned to Lambeau as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, the NFL Players Association today calling for the league to switch to fields to all stadiums to natural grass rather than artificial field turf. This, of course, after the torn Achilles suffered by Rodgers on Monday night, specifically at MetLife Stadium, where this has been a problem field for NFL players in recent years. Back in 2020, the 49ers played the Jets. I want to say it was week two. I remember it was early on in the season. Five players on the 49ers suffering lower body leg injuries, with two of them season ending. Last year, a Ravens player had a torn ACL on that field. Obviously, you know, injuries are going to happen just because of the violence of the sport, but a lot of players are saying, hey, there's something going on with MetLife's field specifically. And MetLife is in the running to, I know it's hosting World Cup games in 2026, but it's in the running to host the World Cup final, and FIFA is paying for the stadium to switch to grass for the tournament. And, you know, so a lot of people are like, well, you know, if you guys can do grass for the World Cup, you guys can do grass for the NFL, but you guys just don't want to pay to put it in, and you guys don't want to pay to upkeep it because there is no maintenance with field turf there, or very little compared to a natural grass field. So this coming up once again, obviously a high-profile injury there. Major League Baseball news. Texas Rangers say they'll be without pitcher Max Scherzer till the end of the season, and also unlikely to feature in the playoffs. Major League Baseball scores today. The Braves and the Phillies start at 5:40. That one you can catch on ESPN Plus today. Marlins at Milwaukee, 6:40 first pitch time, and the Rays beat the Twins 5-4 earlier today. Health, business, and science notes today. The consumer price index indicating that inflation is up, increasing 3.7%, up from 3.2% in July. It is the best measure of inflation, measuring consumer prices of anything from groceries to gas.
Also, a group of well-known authors are suing Meta and OpenAI, accusing them of copyright infringement for harvesting books across the web to train their artificial intelligence systems. So the authors are seeking a court order requiring the companies to destroy AI systems that were trained on copyrighted protected works.
And of course, talked about this already today, CDC recommending all Americans get the latest COVID booster/vaccine. It's meant to target an Omicron strain that spread earlier this year. Pfizer and Moderna shots are recommended for everyone age 6 months and older. Of course, Florida's Surgeon General recommending that individuals under the age of 65 not get the booster shots.
Last one before we get traffic on the fives. The spending on political advertising is estimated to reach a record $10.2 billion in the 2024 cycle. So that's according to new projections from Ad Impact. Local TV stations are projecting to rank in about half of that at $5.1 billion. And cable TV is expected to make $1.9 billion. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking pretty good throughout our area. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, that light at Mobile Highway and Softeyfield Road, still working, but we're still seeing slowdowns because of it. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum.
Hot weather continues, and so do the advisories. We've got heat alerts and extreme heat that looks like it will continue all the way through the weekend, meaning high temperatures up in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees. Heat index values, well, you can add on about another 10 or so degrees to the actual air temperature, and that's how hot it feels. Lows around 80 and very little chance for any rain to pop up. I'm WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum.
We still have some chances of rain for tonight, like coming up this evening. We have a 30% throughout the overnight hours, and we still are seeing light rain throughout Pensacola Beach, Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze, as well as Navarre. And if you see anything else on the roads, traffic lines 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Where do you want to start first here as far as pop culture
goes? Oh, gosh,
goes?
There's a lot. Should we just get Taylor Swift out of the way?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I mean,
because there's two different stories.
There's three different stories.
Three different stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, start off, the one I'm kind of most excited about, probably the least important, we'll get out of the way, the couple.
Yes.
Okay. We got to talk about this couple. Could this be the most popular pop culture couple ever? We hopefully will find out.
Found out what Taylor Swift thinks of your mustache.
Yeah, we're not going to bring up Taylor Swift in this episode. But something tells me she's going to like it.
So if you don't recognize those brothers, that is the Kelce brothers. Taylor Swift and the Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce have apparently been quietly hanging out over the past few weeks. Joe,
what
thoughts?
Event? Well, listen, I'm excited for one reason in that I mean, I love Travis Kelce's personality. I mean, you talk about just an absolute power couple that, you know, crossing over sports and entertainment and just everything that she's about. I mean, he and Jason are so entertaining on their podcast, and, you know, nobody dislikes them. So
yeah.
I also think that if Taylor Swift is, in fact, dating Travis Kelce, that she immediately replaces Brittany Mahomes as the most popular Chiefs player special person, which I would be excited for as well, because the cameras would no longer be focused on, hey, where's Brittany Mahomes and where's Jackson? Well, Jackson's in jail, but, you know, is Taylor Swift at Arrowhead Stadium? So
it may be sitting next to the mom or something crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in on this. This needs to happen.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I, like, kind of don't want to get my hopes up because it's not official. But this would be awesome, and I hope it's not too good to be true, but I'm pushing for it.
I need to know the backstory, because 3 months ago, Travis was butthurt about the fact that Taylor didn't want to speak to him after her concert at Arrowhead Stadium. He had the friendship bracelet with his number on it, so somehow, you know, things happened behind the scenes there, but pretty cool there. Also here, a pretty interesting story, the Tennessean newspaper, based out of Nashville, is hiring a Taylor Swift reporter. The job posted yesterday, seeking an experienced video-forward journalist to capture the music and cultural impact of Taylor Swift. The position is remote, can be based anywhere in the U.S., and you have to be willing to travel internationally as well.
Talk about a dream job.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is kind of, there's going to be some big name reporters, I think, that go after this. Oh, yeah. And I think that, it's kind of along the lines of what Brian Windhorst just, sports, so bear with me. Mm-hmm. But Brian Windhorst, he was hired away from, he wasn't hired away, but, he was hired by ESPN in large part because he went to the same high school at the same time as LeBron James. Mm-hmm. And so he has, over the years, become this guy that has just, he chronicled LeBron for years. When LeBron went to the Heat, they created this specific ESPN LeBron/Heat reporter just for the LeBron beat. So, it's something that is not foreign. There's going to be definitely a lot of interest on this.
And then lastly, in Taylor Swift news, Taylor Swift owned the VMAs last night. She actually made history. She took home 9 statues in one shy of the record that was set back in 1987 by Peter Gabriel. So she won Song of the Year, she won Artist of the Year, and she won Album of the Year.
Best pop. And the VMA goes to the unstoppable Taylor Swift.
I had your dolls. Are you doing something? What's gonna happen now? What are you? There's something they're gonna do something, and I need to know what it is.
So that is, of course, she's talking to Justin Timberlake and NSYNC, and they made a surprise appearance, and they presented her with the Pop Video Award.
Not surprising at all if you were listening to us yesterday.
No, we called it.
We called this happening. 4:50, there was just too much of a confluence of events coming together for them not to reunite last night. 4:50, yeah. We'll take a break. We've got wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up hour number one. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries.
4:55 on News Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great Wednesday, halfway through the week, getting a little bit closer to the weekend. So hopefully you are, you know, having a great week here. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some wacky and weird stories. Still having some slowdowns on Mobile Highway. They are clearing up a good bit, but if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway, you're going to be seeing some slow-moving traffic, not just at the Softy Field Road, Michigan Avenue intersection, but also the Bellevue Avenue intersection and even up to Blue Angel Parkway, just a bit heavier at those intersections. So just keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, all the heavy rain has moved out of our area, but we still have some light rain throughout Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach, as well as Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, as we look at some wacky and weird headlines today, a town in Portugal had a flash flood over the weekend, but it wasn't rain or even water. Streets were flooded with red wine. The town of Lavira has a big distillery there, and on Sunday, two holding tanks full of red wine broke open and spilled 600,000 gallons into the streets. At least one person's basement flooded, giving new meaning to wine cellar.
Wow.
Now, when I saw this story, I was like, okay, now, but what do you mean by, like, flooded? Because, you know, 600,000 is a lot of gallons, obviously, but is this just, you know, wine just kind of trickling down the streets? You know, how far away is this distillery? There's video on it. I mean, it was a flood of red wine.
Yeah, no, it's like the whole streets are just red.
Yeah.
Which, isn't Portugal more known for their port or no?
There's two. There's Porto, which is one of the big cities there. Lisbon, they're right on the ocean there. But yeah, that's all I've got on Portugal, other than they export soccer players.
Oh yeah. Well, also in just some wacky and weird news involving Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola just released a limited edition flavor that's supposed to taste like the future. The recipe was created by, guess what, AI. It's available now for a limited time, and it's called Coca-Cola Y3000. So they haven't revealed what's in it yet, but they do say that 85% to 90% of it's 85, 90 of Coke, and then of 10 to 15 a twist of something unexpected. So, if you want to see what the future tastes like,
I'll get a can.
Yeah,
I'll try it out.
And I like Coca-Cola too.
Yeah.
So I kind of trust them. But
yeah.
How did they even?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what AI didn't use was all those books that people are being sued over.
Yeah, that is true.
Good news. Gracie, are you ready to cry?
Oh, gosh. I guess, yeah.
A super sweet video making the rounds of two sisters in their 90s saying goodbye, possibly for the last time.
But we did. We had a wonderful, wonderful time.
If we don't see each other on this earth, we'll see you in heaven. Don't say that. We're going to see each other again. But we did. We had a wonderful, wonderful time.
If we don't see each other on this earth, we'll see you in heaven.
You betcha. You betcha.
Don't say goodbye.
I'm not going to. There's no way I'm gonna say goodbye to you. I didn't say goodbye to you when I left.
Until we meet again, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, so one's 90, lives in Nevada, the other 94 in New Hampshire. Because of the COVID pandemic, they hadn't seen each other in 3 years, so the 94-year-old sister got her granddaughter to take her 2,700 miles to visit. Granddaughter, the one taking that video there. I cried when I read it, when I watched it the first time.
I have three sisters. I'm not going to be okay. I can't watch the video. No.
4:59. We're on a 12-minute break. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP.